Message number 19. The one who is formed in the believers. Crucial point 1. Roman numeral number 1. The New Testament reveals that Christ is deeply related to our inner being and desires to have a subjective relationship with us. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. 16. To reveal his son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles. Immediately, I did not confer with flesh and blood. A. God revealed his son to Paul and to us. 5. God's heart's desire is to reveal his son in us, so that we may know him, receive him as our life, and become sons of God. B. In Galatians 2:20, we see the most basic truth of God's economy. No longer I, but Christ, living in me. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1. When Christ was crucified according to God's economy, we were included in him. This is an accomplished fact. 2. We have died to the law and live to God through the organic union with Christ. We have become dead to the law so that we may live to God, as long as we still hold to any kind of law, whether the Mosaic law or our self-made law, we cannot live to God. However, when we are cut off from the law by means of the organic union with Christ, we spontaneously live to God. In his economy, God's intention is for the processed triune God to be wrought into our being, to make us a new person, a new I. The old person, the old I without God, is over. But the new person, the new I, the I with the triune God, in it still lives. We live with Christ and by Christ. Furthermore, we live by faith, which is the means to bring us into oneness with him. In this organic union, we are one with the Lord, for we have one life and one living with him. When we live, he lives. He lives in us, and we live with him. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, in God's economy, God's intention is for the process trying God to be wrought into my being, to make me a new person, a new I. My old person, my old I, the I without God has been terminated. The new person, the new I, the I with a trying God in it, lives by faith, with Christ and by Christ.